Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory. Then he will pay each according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I don't know too much about St. Cajetan, but the little I know I'd like to share, and I'd like to focus upon one of his gifts that he offered to the church. He's living at the time of Ignatius, okay? Living at the same time. In the 1500s, it was a time of real revolution within the church and outside the church. Very difficult century, the 16th century. But God raised up a lot of saints in Italy and Spain especially, among which Ignatius, Xavier, Teresa of Avila, John of Avila, John of the Cross, Peter Alcantara, a lot. In Italy, Borromeo, Philip Neri, St. Andrew Avellino's son, Felix Calixt. And this saint also, and Camilla Tilelis, you've got also a lot of saints. A lot of saints, no? This saint was born at the end of the 15th century and is going to live into the middle of the 15th century. He's going to die about 68 years of age. And he's come from a noble family in the Naples region, in a family with money. How many saints can you mention that became priests that used to be lawyers? Quite a few. Yeah. Francis de Sales, right? St. Alphonsus, right? St. Charles Borromeo, right? St. Raymond of Peñafort, who lived in the time of St. Dominic. Now this saint, so there's five for you. You only knew one, now you know five, huh? He was a professional lawyer, but he wasn't happy with that, so he became a priest. And he liked to associate with the poor, and his family mocked him because he was a man of high education, basically associating with the poor, and the Bible says associate with the lowly, as you have in one of the readings today in the Liturgy of the Hours, associate with the lowly. One of the things he does is that he's, I'll mention two of his virtues. He had contacts with banks to be able to lend out money so that the poor were able to, you know, pay their rent. Being able to pawn things to sell at a low price so that the poor people would not die of hunger. I really admire that. So business transactions that, well, you worked in a bank, right? Business transactions that were honest so as to help out the poor. So you ought to be the patron of farmers, merchants, and the bankers, right? But maybe more important than that, he saw the church was in decline, the importance of forming priests. Man. Formation of priests. Formation of priests. Is that important? Very important? You people are at the mercy of priests, man. More and more I'm aware of that, how important priests we have to be. We have to become holy, don't you think? So we formed the canons regular, they call the Theatine priests. And their charism was the formation of priests. Who else did that? The Vicentian, St. Vincent de Paul, had as a charism that also. Did you ever hear of the Oblates of the Virgin Mary? Well, I'm one of them. No? My founder, one of our charismatic graces, is the formation of the clergy. But how about Fulton Sheen? Did you ever read Treasures in Clay? We listened to the whole book on retreat a couple of years ago, didn't we? No? But if you read the Treasures of Clay, a bishop is obliged by canon law to send in his letter of demission, which means his letter of retirement when he's 75. Now the Pope can renounce that if the bishop is healthy. Most bishops who are 75 are not that healthy. Some are. Bishop Sartoris, who we had, he's already in 90s and he's pretty healthy now. But most bishops, once they hit their late 60s, 70s, their health is not as strong as it was when they were 29 and a half, no? So, Fulton Sheen sent in his letter of demission to Paul VI, and he accepted it. So they're already 75, I can play bridge and go golfing, no? Is that what he did the rest of his life? No, you know one of his basic things? He gave retreats. You can get it online. Corwood LaCour, the one he gave in Dublin, the one he gave in Washington, D.C. I probably listened to that many times when I was 40 years ago thinking about becoming a priest. And the primary thing that Fulton Sheen would say when he gave retreats to priests was, and this is basically what we're promoting far and wide, is the holy hour. I didn't say the happy hour. I said the holy hour. And point blank, very bluntly, the Fulton Sheen would say to the priests and bishops, look, when you preach, sometimes this is what happens. In ear, one ear, out the other. But when I preach, people listen. You know why? The hour of power. My words are anointed. In Sine Jesu, right? My words are anointed. My words are anointed. There's a saying, tell me with whom you associate and I'll tell you who you are. If you hang around with bums, you're probably going to be a bum. If you hang around with chismosos, you're going to probably be a chismoso. If you hang around with saints, you're probably going to become a holy person. If we hang around, we spend time with Christ, it's going to rub off on us. So Fulton Sheen said, if you do not want to make a holy hour, this treat is a dismal failure. A dismal failure. So that's the intention that I'd like to make. In honor of Saint Cajetan, we celebrate St. Sixtus, who was martyred in the cemetery with four of the deacons. This was the very beginning of the church. I think it was the first 3 centuries of popes that were all martyred. I think it was the first 300 years, no? Let's pray that we would be able to be strong in the Lord. Let's pray for the Pope, Pope Sixtus. Let's pray for priests. Pray for priests that they become holy. Did you ever hear the Curia of Ars? Know what the devil said? 5 more of him, my kingdom would be destroyed. Curia of Ars said, a saintly priest, a holy people. A holy priest, a good people. An average priest, a mediocre people. Mediocre priest, a sinful people. A A sinful priest, a damned people. Strong, isn't it? If the sheep do not have a shepherd, the sheep are going to be eaten and devoured by the wolves. By the wolves. So I really feel in honor of this great saint, Saint Cajetan, saint loved by the Argentinians, they ask, they go to him for bread and for work because he's able to provide for the poor. Let's pray that priests will pursue holiness of life so that we can have an abundant harvest on the day of our judgment. Amen. God rewards with joy those who mourn for their sins and the sins of all our race. Let us pray with contrite hearts and say, hear our prayer, forgive our sins.
Where we have failed to be compassionate, as you are compassionate, deepen our love for those who have fallen under the burden.